This is Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's what happens when the lead singer of Nickelback is pissed off at having to watch this crap-ass team. Oh, how is this even happening? How can you have a team this incompetent? Well, at least you got us here. We are your hour and a half of therapy, at least until 6 o'clock. It is Rich Certainleave, Ken Lair, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Well, only 90 left, Rich, so it's over soon.
Yeah, fairly soon. But man,
just 90 games. Oh my God.
I mean, how are we this bad? Mm-hmm. And you know what we're going to do? As I said, you know, we did this last time because it feels, I keep saying there's a new low, but the low just keeps getting lower and lower and lower. And, this does feel like, I know I said this last time, but it does feel like something's got to change, doesn't it? Like, isn't this the kind of series that you lose where you find out Craig Breslow's gone? Like, doesn't it kind of feel that way?
Is this team even worth change? I'm not even sure they're worth that. They're not worth an effort to change.
I don't know.
I don't know what if you get rid of them, okay. I mean, that maybe just kind of keeps, you know, the dogs at bay, I guess, a little bit. But, I mean, it doesn't solve anything. I don't think you can solve anything right now. There's nothing they can do, I don't think, to turn this thing around. So you can let go of Breslow. That's fine. I'm not so sure the results will be positive, but it is interesting now that Cora is gone. Six of hitting coaches are gone. It is squarely on one man's shoulders, and that is Craig Breslow. Yep. This is a roster issue. This is the players. Please, it's not, players are doing the best what God gave them. This is Breslow bringing in these players, and that it's all squarely on him right now.
Well, we are taking your calls. As I said, this is going to be therapy, all of us together. You're going to be helping us through it. We're going to be hopefully helping you through it. 617-779-7937. And are you ready to hear the play of the game or the shame of the game, maybe we should call it? This is from a Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Let's hear the shame of the game, shall we?
Fans are alive at Fenway, tied at 3. Chapman is ready. That pitch is popped up. On the left side, on the infield, Wong throws the mask away. He will flip it to the side and not make the play. The wind is a huge factor right now. 3-2. Here it is. It is skied into left field. Wind has it. Duran back onto the track at the wall. He can't make the play. It's off the green. Jaron has to play the carom. A wind-aided double, and Toronto goes ahead 4-3.
Oh. And they're finding new ways to lose, too. I
just
mean,
catch that foul ball, and you're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you got to do.
That's right.
But would they have scored in the next hour?
No.
I mean, they got three. It took them the whole series to get three runs. That was incredible.
That's the thing, too, is
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
they scored four runs the whole series.
Oh my God.
Four runs.
And by the way, Ted, because I was asking Ken because I was curious, do you remember yesterday when we were on the air, I was joking. I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe tonight's game, they're not going to strand 13 more guys on base. And what did they do yesterday?
Strand
13 guys on base.
12 officially.
Was it 12 officially?
Yes.
Okay, well, 13 and then 12. Yeah. And I believe only, I think the total for the series is, did you say 1 for 29?
1 for 29. I have them 1 for 12, 0 for 12, and 0 for 5. So 1 for 29 runners in scoring position in the series, which means it's just incredible. If you sat at Fenway Park for the last 3 days, you watched 29 guys get the second or third. One time, a runner scored with a hit, and the other 28, they just sat there.
Brutal.
It's just amazing.
I mean, this team was, not built to hit, right? It was built on defense and pitching, right? I mean, that's what we were told. We were sold.
But not in the wind. You can't. It's different. That's an asterisk. That's a wind-aided double there.
Oh, it is? Okay. All right. But it's just, it's just amazing to me. You looked at the first round of the playoffs last year against the Yankees. The hitting was obviously a problem in that series, and we all thought in the offseason, heck, they needed not only did they need to bring back Bregman, but they needed to add a right-handed bat. You need to add hitting. And they subtracted. They didn't add any hitting at all. And this has been the biggest issue for this team. And it, as bad as they are hitting, I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like this. This is the worst hitting I've ever seen of any baseball team ever.
Actually a great point. Real quick, sure. What Ted just said there, I have not heard anybody say that. The signs were there in the playoff series. You got shut out by Schlittler.
Yep.
You would have thought that would have embarrassed you into the offseason to make changes to the O. Instead, they did the exact opposite.
It's just such bad management. And it's like something that everybody saw coming. Let's go to Paul on line one. Paul, what's up, man? How you doing?
Well, I'm adjusting my sense of reality. I'm listening to
Hey Paul, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to put you on hold because your phone sounds really bad.
Sounds like the Red Sox office. Play.
Yeah, I mean it's really awful. Let's go to Dave on line two. Dave, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey Dave.
What are these guys? The Dallas Cowboys? I mean, they're putting out mediocre product, and John Henry's just still sitting there making all the money.
Yeah.
What the heck? Spend some of that money.
It's weird too because Dave, I just have a feeling that nothing's going to change. Like Breslow's going to still remain in charge. John Henry will still lurk in the shadows and won't go on the record. This team will still leave an entire fleet of men on base, and Sweet Caroline will keep on playing as they just cash. You know, spend the highest ticket some of the highest ticket prices in baseball. It really is just getting ridiculous at this point.
I mean, he's making all the money from Nesson Plus because we are Nesson 360 because we all cut the cord and paid for that. He's locked us in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, guys.
I know.
The fans have to turn around and say, you know what? At Fenway, be empty.
And Dave, I feel you. It's tough. I mean, they just, you would hope that they were competent enough to just realize that apathy is starting to settle in. Like, it's gone past almost anger. And now it's just like, you're starting to make it so we're not going to care anymore.
Well, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
I feel like this is, after last night's game, I feel like it was, I've never seen anything. I mean, I thought Twitter was ablaze last night. I feel like people are just at their, this is the worst it's ever been in this Toronto series.
Except for the Tartan Army is there and it's confusing. Like there's this happy
group of
Scott fans.
I feel bad for them. Yeah, I feel bad for them. Like I hear them cheering and stuff and I'm just like.
I think that's why.
Dude, I feel bad for you.
That's why people are so upset. They wanted the Tartan Army to get some, you know, see some good baseball.
Maybe the Sox offense is distracted by them. Like the kilts are just very distracting.
You would think that poor Will Fleming, he kept, I don't know how many times he said this. If the players could just match the energy of the fans in the stands,
it'd
be all right.
And you know what I feel if they only knew how much the fans have tolerated and how much we would just lose our minds if they started winning. You know what I mean? It's like they don't appreciate what they have. Right now, I believe that, to be quite honest, Red Sox fans have been a little too forgiving this season. Like, a lot of them have just like, you know, like, even me.
Apathy or just understanding?
Maybe there's a little bit. Like, you give them more credit for little things, like a couple of games where they hit a home run or two. And you're like, woo!
Well, yeah, we have swung quickly.
And I have done that before. I did that with the Braves series. Yeah. I got, like, very excited. I'm like, maybe this is the start of something. And they've got them. They've got the fans. Everyone jokes about green teamers. Right now, the Red Sox fans, including myself, are really unforgivably forgiving.
It's probably because they made the postseason last year.
Absolutely,
there seemed to be progress.
Absolutely, it was.
Yeah.
They made a great trade for Crochet. They signed a big bat and, you know, kind of an established player in Bregman. They're bringing up the young players. There was so much to be optimistic about this team at the end of last year, and to see where you are right now, it's just such a fall from where they started. Last year in spring training and in the middle of the season last year to this point is a huge, huge fall from where they were last year.
Let's go to line four. John, what's happening, man? How you doing?
They had five hits today.
Yep.
In a day where the wind was blowing 65 miles an hour out to left field, two of their home runs come back to back from Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, the spokesman of the team, and Caleb Effin Durbin. They tie the game, and the catcher drops what would be, was that the third out? I'm sorry, as it worked, but at least drops the winning run to lose the game on a wall ball double rivaled only by one Bucky Dent. Now, I don't know, obviously, if you guys saw the driveline guy, Kyle Bodhi, was let go.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if you know much about Kyle, but he made his bones as an online poker player. So everything with poker is analytics. It's numbers. If it makes sense, you push your chips into the table. The Red Sox push their chips into the table with a guy that wouldn't know if a baseball is puffed or stuffed. He is Ken Laird. That's exactly what he is.
Hey.
He's an engineer.
Well, hire me.
The only thing that this does for me, because I know they're going to clean house and nothing's going to change. Yeah. A GM worth of salt will not come here because he is not allowed to run this like a baseball team. The Red Sox need one thing and one thing only. I'm an Isle of One. I don't give a goddamn. Blow up that stadium and give me Three River Stadium, because until nobody goes there, nothing will change. It is a cash cow that never is satisfied.
Yeah, John, that's a great call, except for the shrapnel towards old Ken. I don't think that was war.
That's accurate. I'm not arguing that. I'm a nerd.
Just to be accurate, Kyle Bodie, he did not get fired. I guess he stepped away for other opportunities.
That's the most amazing thing.
Did you read that article? Did you guys read it? Okay, because I learned a lot more about Driveline and the history of Driveline when I read that article. Yep. If you don't know, the guy Driveline is this method of teaching, I guess, like how to swing. What is the method? It's like you're supposed to hit it high and you're supposed to
lift it and pull and lift.
It sounds like such garbage. Yeah. It really sounds like a fancy name for hit it high. Mm-hmm. It really is. Like, and we even had Chad Tracy try to explain it to us. And these guys, he's exactly right. When I read it, it seems like something that's totally based in numbers and not based in human feel. And I know we had that guy Lorenzo in, who's been teaching Caleb Durbin how to hit. And by the way, since he's seen Lorenzo's seen Caleb Durbin, Caleb Durbin's been hitting better. Hell, he's one of the guys who had a home run.
He's
today.
Up to 192.
Sure, but he was awful. Like, he was god awful. And now at least there's a little bit. You see what I'm saying? We're very forgiving as Red Sox fans. And it really, I'm kind of ashamed of myself for being so.
Probably homered today.
But all that being said, you've got your own players in an organization that should be able to afford the greatest batting coaches in the entire world. You're the effing Red Sox, and you're hiring this guy that's all based on numbers, and they have people having to leave the organization to go find their own. This isn't off-season like Chad Tracy and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, a lot of these people, they leave the team. You know, when the season's over, they got their own guys. No. Mid-season, they left the team and found a batting coach.
Well, even worse than that, Rich, this guy is so embarrassed to be associated with the Red Sox, he's now finding ways to leave the organization and say he's too busy to work with the Boston Red Sox.
Good riddance.
Well, exactly, but it's unbelievable.
Well, it's a little scary that he wasn't fired. I mean, Breslow hired him in his first offseason with the team in 2024, and you would think with the way that they're performing this year that he would be one of the first guys to go. But no, he was not fired. I think you're right. I think he's like, I'm too embarrassed to be here. I'm going to go.
You want to hear Chad Tracy talk? He joined us talking hitting pillars.
Swing decisions, hitting the ball hard, ball flight, which is not yank it in the air at 900 feet in the air. It's like hit the ball above the infield.
Is that the drive line?
They're hitting pillars. Yeah.
Hit the ball above the infield. Right over their heads.
This team is so stupid. Let's go to Peter in the Cape on line two. Peter, what's up, man? How's it going, bud?
Good. Hey, how you doing? So two quick points and then I'll hang up and listen. The first point is all of this was planned. John Henry's going to have a lockout next December. And so this year's a wash. He knew this was going to happen. He doesn't care. Lockout next year. The second point I want to make is actually Driveline is a really, really cool, very inspiring story to think that you can build a company like that and know nothing about baseball. It's actually really inspiring.
It's so true. It's true. It's this guy, Kyle Bodie, he established Driveline in 2008, based out of Seattle. It also says that he was the Cincinnati Reds director of pitching from 2020 to 2021. Mm-hmm. So, like, what is he, a hit? Is he a hitting expert or is he a pitching expert?
I just like when they asked, hey, so you're leaving for these other jobs. What are these jobs? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. He's like, the cat who ate the canary. I'm not going to tell you. It's because, you know, I think this is one of those things where he left the team. I believe this was one of those deals where a message was sent. Mm-hmm. Where he probably knew that his time wasn't long.
But his underlings are still here. John Sotiropoulos is their hitting coach, one of three, and he is a Driveline former employee of Kyle Bodie. It's the pipeline.
I don't root for anybody to get fired. I don't.
What would satisfy the masses? What could they do right now, Rich, that would be like, you know what? All right, good. They did this. I feel better about the team. Here we go.
I hate to say it, but getting rid of Breslow would send a message to the fans.
What about the hitting coach to start? I mean, you could eliminate all the driveline guys.
Sure, you, whatever, but that's not something, that's not a name big enough, that's not a decision maker that's big enough in order for the fans to feel that they're doing something. I honestly think that that is a message that you, because you know what it does? It also says, we're not going to let this guy that screwed up the team this year screw up the team at the trade deadline. Get rid of him now. Mm-hmm. Send a message that someone's coming in here to clean house. Yeah. Someone who, an adult in the room who doesn't rely completely on numbers, just show me you care. Because I'll tell you what, you got any faith that Craig Breslow's going to do something good at the trade deadline? Then get him out.
You know what's scary, though, guys, is just the fact that the caller just said it. I mean, Breslow was their 12th option. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Who wants this job?
They got to make Theo do it. He's part owner.
To me, that's the answer.
Absolutely.
I mean,
doesn't want any part of it.
Yeah, I know he doesn't.
Why would you if you're him?
No way.
But there's nothing to lose. I mean, you can't get worse. Well, you cannot get worse.
But for him, it's for three months.
Ding his reputation.
Three months. It won't.
You don't think?
No.
It's a lot of work, too, man, and he doesn't need to do this.
Honestly, I'd rather him do no work and just say, all right, give me 5 minutes, evaluate what we have, and make a trade. I don't care who you get. Just do your best. Yeah. Trust your instincts.
Yeah. I'd be curious. But it feels – I agree with Rich. Just – when you listen to him talk, the last thing it feels like is that he wants to just dive in the deep end and help this organization figure it out. It almost is like, hey, I'm talking because someone asked me. I really don't want to get involved, kind of thing. He's like, he's more hands off than I originally anticipated.
But that caller's right. Kyle Boddy started at Poker Stars. I had no idea. I was just looking up that he started in analytics gambling. So what if you bring in like Phil Hellmuth the rest of the year, like your hitting coach,
or Annie Duke?
Yeah, just go all poker players.
Our number 617-779-7937. As I said, this is one big therapy session. We appreciate being on the couch here for you're more even you guys listening to us. But let's listen to you. Let's go to Paul on line one. What's happening, Paul? How's it going?
Good. Hey, it's funny hearing you. I love the opinions, and it's important to understand that we still have a bit of a season, and it's a growing period. We have a new manager who's never done this, doing well in a multimedia market. And you have to understand that this team isn't a senior team. You can't take a freshman and sophomore group, throw them together, and expect too much. And I agree with everything you're saying. We've got to be careful. Remember, Pete Carroll got thrown out and won a Super Bowl, and Breslow had his arms a little bit restricted without what you call a no trade would throw you away when we want contract and not enough long-term commitment money, which in fairness, Henry and Morgan did after winning 4 world championships.
Hey, Paul, I just want to put you on, I just want to just have you pause for 1 second. Don't hang up on Paul. The one thing you're saying is that you got to feel a little bit for this freshman and sophomore team. It was Craig Breslow who put together this freshman and sophomore team. You should have more seniors and juniors on it. You should have more players who can hit, who know what they're doing. And everything that we are reading and everything we're hearing about Craig Breslow is that he can't even communicate with the people around him. He needs a translator. That was in the article. Nobody can understand his methods.
And don't forget, this roster was projected by their algorithms that they was going to win mid-90s. They were going to win over 90 games based on the roster that they started with at the beginning of the year.
And, Paul, I'll give you this, too, because I put very little blame on Chad Tracy. I don't think he's anything to work with. So I'm not sitting here saying that he's part of the problem. He's not helping. Listen, I don't know if he's helping or not. As I said, he might be quieting down the drama that's in that locker room because it's tough to not have any when you suck this bad. But I'll say that he's maybe like way down on the list of people you should be blaming for what's going on right now.
Yeah. Right, you can't make crud from crepes. And all I'm saying is this, guys. One of you guys said this. They're offering them no long-term money and a no-trade clause where they throw them away when they get moody. That's all I'm saying. Did they give Breslow the right material to get the right players?
Well, he it was his decision to fire Cora. And right now, the new guy is 7 games under, the same as Cora was. So that was his big decision in season this year, and it made no impact. So that has to come back on Breslow. Hey, you thought this would make a difference. It didn't. In Philadelphia, it did. And here, it didn't. So I think that's he's like exposed himself. You know, he's proven that it was his roster was totally flawed and it had nothing to do with AC and the guys around him.
Let's go to Fran on line 2. Fran, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Rich?
What's up, buddy?
I think Neil Diamond needs to sue the Red Sox for them playing Sweet Caroline.
All right. No, seriously.
Chad Kroger just wrote the new theme song for the Red Sox.
That is good. Texters want you to post that, baby.
You want to post that song? Okay.
The Nickelback song?
We'll play it a little bit later. It's not actually Nickelback. It's not Nickelback.
I figured you would go Counting Crows for it.
No. I said
least favorite band.
No, I said I wanted pure butt rock. I wanted butt rock anger about the Red Sox, and that's what we
Keith
ended up
loved
getting.
It.
I guess the Tartan Army did not sing Sweet Caroline. Did you guys know that was a thing?
Did they refuse to?
Today?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know why?
Well, because English.
I did not know that
team song. Yeah.
That's an English song. So they just sat there quietly while those.
They did Friday. They did Friday though. Kat said they joined in.
They wouldn't do it for me when I asked them to do it.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
I got a very.
It's getting real now that they won.
I got a very taunting text from the Tartan Army on last night, as a matter of fact, because. They were over at the Cisco Brewery, like, getting loaded, and they had invited me to go on, and it was, like, the one night my family had got me tickets to go see the very manly Les Miserables.
Les Mis, yeah.
And, like, I got a text French. From a bunch of Scottish guys all drunk, and it says, you went to Les Mis?
Did you see them outside?
I've never felt more emasculated in my entire life.
They made an Arcan song outside our studio in Lansdowne last night, singing to them.
That's great. I know.
Great.
We should have that. All right, let's go to Rosario. What's up, Rosario? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Great show. I love listening to you in the afternoon.
Thanks, bud.
So I just this whole ownership thing with the Red Sox. You know, we all get mad. You know, if like John Henry sell the team, this and that. But if this guy's putting minimal money into a product that's given a maximum return, why would he invest more money when he's getting the most return? It's like if we're going to put another $300 million into players, he's not going to make any more money. He's selling out the everything. It's sold out every night. But I wanted to take you guys' respect on that.
You know what? Thank you, Rosario, for calling. And I know that there's this whole thing where, you know, stop going to the games.
Yeah.
And the honest truth is, and I hate to say it, Fenway's an effing awesome place.
Yeah.
If you've got, like, friends in town, I like going to see baseball. And you know what? Sometimes, a lot of times lately, I like seeing the other team that's coming. Like, if there's a star that's going to be here, I know Max Scherzer was supposed to pitch the other night. I want to go.
Might as well have a team beat or root for, you know?
Right. So, I mean, I like baseball in the summer, and it sucks because I guess that makes me part of the problem. But we shouldn't have to be the people that dictate that. You should have competent ownership that realizes when their team sucks, and it's a team that's got, like, some sort of sliver of embarrassment that looks at what's going on here and knows that if you read all the articles, the person making all the decisions in Craig Breslow right now is the laughing stock of the league.
Now, according to David David Ortiz said John Henry is upset.
Oh,
unless he's lying.
David Ortiz, shut up. I love David Ortiz.
Don't say that. Take that back.
I love David Ortiz, but right now he has been a spokesperson for John Henry and, like, kind of been his mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. John Henry, talk. You're the owner of this team. It's time for you to talk. This is an all-time bad team, an all-time. I think it was 1914. We're now comparing stats on how bad this team's projected to finish.
I heard Joe Wow say that. Yeah. Fewest runs at this point in a home season since 1916.
He hasn't talked to the media in what, 4 years?
But
is that right?
Off the record.
No, but he's there. He's there.
That's the
in
worst.
The shadows.
That pissed me off
incidentally,
so much.
He's incidentally there.
He's lurking and watching. That was like when Cora got fired. Remember the story about how they went in and told all the players and they said, oh yeah, John Henry was there like on the side. Didn't say a word. Just lurked and lurched.
I'm pissed.
No wonder the environment sucks there, because these players just see, like, John Henry lurking around every corner and peering at them with his creepy eyes and probably a parasol to block from the sun.
I wouldn't be so much into hearing John Henry as much as talk, as much as I would spend more money. I know, you know, now you can't, but, you know, in the offseason, just spend more money. You can, you know, you have the 12th highest, or you have the one of the, you know, biggest revenues. You're one of the most, you know,
highest revenue
yeah. teams, mm-hmm. but yet you spend at the 12th rated, the most, you know, 12th ranked money.
Yankees are spending $308 million.
And how about, you know, not only spending money, spend it wisely. Like, put it in the right place.
Do you think, conspiracy theory, do you think because of the lockout, he did sort of calculatedly spend less this year for a reason? Is there any nefarious... Like, I'm not going overboard this year because we're getting a cap.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either, man. You know, why lock myself up to these contracts when I know it's going to be a cap to, you know, in a couple of years? I could totally see him doing that.
Ever since Dombrowski was gone, the benefit of the doubt is you don't get it anymore. You don't get it. You've sent a message. You're not going to spend as much money as you used to. You're not going to be as aggressive. and you're just going to put together a team that's just barely good enough, and you're going to cross your fingers that they're all going to overachieve, because that's what we've been getting over and over and over again. And it's enough. It's enough. This team is too big. You're the effing Boston Red Sox. You're the Boston Red Sox. You should spend that way. You should have the best GMs. You should have the best decision makers. People should want to work here. Mm-hmm. And they ended up having to go through 11 different people to get somebody to say yes, and that was Craig Breslow.
Do you think
that's inexcusable. You're the Boston Red Sox.
Do you think the cap will help this team? The Athletic did a poll that just had results just came out. They had 9,000 people respond across the country. Do you want a cap or do you want the market system? 58% want the cap.
I think I want the cap. I do too.
I want the cap. Now,
whether it will hurt, like, help the team, dude, listen, nothing's going to make the team worse. If
the Red Sox aren't going to take advantage of the advantage they have because of how much money they make by buying, you know, paying more for better quality players, then I want them to have a salary cap.
Yeah, it's going to let John Henry off the hook, but you're right. I mean, that's the reality. I think so too. It'll make the Yankees spend less. Unfortunately, though, the Rays will get will spend a lot more. You know, so Tampa's beating you with a third of the payroll. Yeah, they're now going to have equal money to spend.
Just to kind of put this into a really clear, succinct perspective on where they are at this point. There's like 90 games left, something like that.
Mm-hmm,
the teams that have made the third wild card, the worst record they've ever had since the third wild card was implemented, I think in 2022, was 86 games. 86 games. So for them to win 86 games.
Oh, you're on pace for 97 losses right now.
They have to basically go 55-35 the rest of the way out.
Jeez, man. All right, let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Guys, every one of you guys are doing the proper bashing that needs to be bashed, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Here's the deal. I said in the beginning of the season, this season was over the minute they started. The one thing, they had great pitching, but you know what? Batting is the key. You can't win games unless you score at least one or two runs, right? And
yes.
Breslow, I don't feel bad for him at all. Breslow, he threw Cora under the bus, and he's a great manager. That's what he deserves everything he gets, and I don't care what they do. They better just start all over and get a new team, period.
Yeah, I mean,
but when? Like right away?
Well, I think right away, you can't trust this guy to do anything having to do with any sort of trades. And there was a very good article that was in the Boston Globe. I don't know who wrote it, but it was like, don't even wait for the trade deadline. You got to start doing something now. Get on it before everyone else does so you can try to make moves. Why would you trust Craig Breslow to do anything else for this team?
So
that's why.
Maybe a pitching trade.
I hate these people who are like, just let him go to the end of the season and then they'll make a move. No, do it now.
The feeling is that the Joe Ryan trade was in the bag until it wasn't. So I don't trust.
But they got Sonny Gray. I mean, he pitched that Sonny Gray today.
At the trade deadline last year?
No, just saying.
I'm talking about I trust him in the offseason more than I trust him at the trade deadline.
No, you're right. Sonny Gray, 3 earned runs or less for 9 straight starts, and they blew one of his today. The pitching is not bad.
No. Today was actually pretty good. There has been a little bit of a crack in the armor lately. Like it hasn't, totally hasn't been as sharp.
But if you won a game like 7-3, you would just be like, oh, pitching was awesome. Sonny Gray was great. You wouldn't even think twice about it.
The margin is so small now because they're not scoring. And that's unfair to the pitchers. It actually is. By the way, we're in the Ketchuslaw Injury Attorney's studio. No fee unless you win. Let's go to Dan on line 2. Dan, how's it going?
Hello, Dan.
It's going well. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Hey, I was at the game last night, and we thought something a little strange was going on. We went there, you know, hoping to hear the Scots sing, and we certainly had plenty of Scots around us, but not as many as the other night. And they were singing their songs, but I'll tell you, it seemed like every time that they started singing something, Fenway organist would come up with playing elevator music. And everybody in the outfield was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering what you guys think about that.
Will they ever watch a baseball game again? Scotland's going to be like, what is this product? There are more goals.
It's kind of the way some of us feel about soccer.
That's true.
It's the one thing I've learned about soccer recently. It's like, I've loved everything about the World Cup being here. I've loved all the people. I've loved the beginning of the game where they bring the flags out and the singing and the people crying in the stands. But once the game starts, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Look behind you. Switzerland just scored 4 goals. I mean, that's more than the Red Sox have scored in a month.
Why is this the game that I... It's true. Why are these the games I never end up watching? I always end up somehow watching like the nil-nil, like draw, or like 1-0.
Well, that's Cape Verde's strategy. Wait, they really lock it down. Left wing lock.
Teams is Bosnia?
Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like two countries in one?
Two countries.
Is it Bosnia-Herzegovina or is it Bosnia and Herzegovina? Is there like
they,
one of those?
They have an and up there.
Oh, they do? Okay. Yeah. There you go. So they teamed up together. They're buddies.
Okay. I didn't know countries could do
America and Canada.
Seriously.
All right. We will continue to take your calls. It is somewhat of a therapeutic postmortem. And we do have Chad Tracy, who I said is like, I'm not blaming Chad Tracy for any of this. He's in a bad position. And the guy, I do believe that the way that he handled into essentially a more chaotic situation than what he's been thrown into. And so far, he's been able to do it. You know, he hasn't made it worse. So, as I said, of all the people who are out there, he's the last one I'm ripping on. All right, 617-779-7937. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.